there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Howdy gamers, Patrick Hickey Jr. here, author of the Minds Behind the Games book series. Are you looking to connect with your favorite and not so favorite games in a way that you never have before? Check out my books. Featuring first-hand interviews with the developers themselves, we go deep inside your favorite and not so favorite games in ways that you never expected before. You want to feel like you just went back into the video game store in 1985? You want to feel like you're in the cafeteria in high school again talking about video games? This is the way to do it. Go to patrickhickeyjr.com/books. Let's connect today. Booyah!
BadSecretMedia.com.
Gamers, welcome to the Secret Levels podcast. On this week, we go snowballing.
I'm player one, Frosty the Toby Man.
And I'm player two, Crystal Mountain Goobs. I sound like a drug.
This is a retro video game review show where we go over the history, the story, the fun facts over one game, and then we
go right into the rage meter. Like, do you want to blindfold yourself and then juggle very sharp Ginsu knives? It's pretty rageful. Probably lose a couple digits.
Well, after that, Goobs, we use those digits to give a 1 to 10 scale, so we can't lose too many of them, to rate the game of what we think of it overall.
Yeah, maybe we're only going to 7 after this.
We do just 1 to 10. But yeah, we rate the game and let you know if it's still worth playing. Why do we do 1 to 10, Goobs?
Because we're just simple folk, man. And trust us, we are professionals. We play these games so you don't have to.
Is that what it is? Are we professional gamers now?
Well, with almost 110 games under our belts, we're something.
We're something. I don't know if we're professionals at anything, but we are something for sure.
That's the most outstanding review ever of all time. We're something.
Well, Goobs, it is winter right now. Brr.
Well, not for you. Up here we're getting like minus 11 today.
Hey, it was 46 today. That was freezing for Texas.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yes, it is the winter season still.
It is the that's what I should have said. It's the winter season. So, we picked a game that was just cool. You know?
Just fun of winter fun. We picked the one and only Snow Bros. Shout out to Jenny B.
We wanted to chill out and play with some bros, bruh.
Yeah, man, we wanted to go snowballing. Trust me, you're going to get sick of that reference.
Well, we hope you know what that means.
If you don't fucking Google image that.
or maybe do, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know, learn something
sure
new today.
Plus.
Life's all about learning.
Okay, how about we learn more about this game, Goobs?
Yeah, let's whip a snowball and get right into the deets.
All So we did play Snow Bros. This game was released May 1990. It was developed by Toplin, and it was published by Toplin, but in Japan and Europe. But in North America, it was Romstar. Now, this was originally released as an arcade, but we played it on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Nintendo, now you're playing with power.
The magical gray box.
There were some other ports, Goobs.
Oh, I'm sure there was. Here comes that big, long list. Like the 1,000 moves of Jericho, 1,001 moves of Jericho. Let's go.
See, you would think that, but here's the list. Game Boy, the Sega Mega Drive. It was released on Android and iOS. And... go ahead.
The motherfucking Amiga!
Sort of.
Okay.
Wait until fun facts. we'll talk about that in a little while.
The anticipation is killing me.
Yeah. So that's called a teaser in the industry, kids.
A teaser and a pleaser.
So it's not. It doesn't have a lot of crazy releases like a lot of games that we
especially around that era. It was on everything.
Right. So it could have been teaser. This game is a single or a two-player co-op, and this is a puzzle platformer, and there's a story.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's roll right into some story time with Toby.
For many years, the evil King Scourge had plotted to take over the world, but he knew his army couldn't defeat the likes of Prince Nick and Prince Tom of Whiteland.
Not touching
make
that.
Joke. Make joke.
Not touching that one. You're the American here.
this name of their place didn't age.
No, it didn't age well at all. I don't think it was proper when it came out. Jesus, Murphy.
I mean, okay.
It makes
joking
sense.
Aside,
Snowland, like.
Yes. It's snowy.
They
I get what they were
Snowland,
going for.
Snowland, not Whiteland.
I get what they were going for, but they should have really rethunked that one.
They're gonna have little fucking hoods on, too?
Okay. From high atop the Crystal Mountains, King Scourge uses magical powers to summon the Winter Winds and use them to transform the
Princesses?
How do you say the plural to prince?
Princes.
Princess?
Princes.
Princes.
No, princess, you fuck.
Okay, prince is into snowman. Without the protection from the two princesses? Whiteland was conquered. King Scourge then went to the tiny kingdom of Snowland and took the princesses named Terry and Tina hostage. Apparently...
Terry?
T-E-R-I.
I don't know if that's Terry. Tiara? Tiara?
I don't know. I've never seen that name before. I just thought it was like Terry. Tara. 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 I don't know. T. I call her T when I hang
sweet
out.
Sweet T?
I'm like, hey, T, what's up,
hey,
girl?
Sweet T.
Okay, so apparently Nick and Tom didn't care about like saving their kingdom until this fucking dude took their babes.
Yeah, until there was fucking pussy involved. And I'm like, yeah. Well, we'll do it.
So basically, now they want to kick the ass of this King Scourge.
You fuck around with Whiteland, that's one thing. You fuck around with our bitches, that's another. Let's go, Tom. Okay, Nick. Let's go snowball some bitches.
Like, we're tired of snowballing each other. Let's go get the babes. And the land, I guess. Whatever. Secondary.
This land's all so, white because of us.
Okay, so that's kind of the story. They get turned into snowmen, basically, and the babes are taken from the other kingdom. So, now, this game should take you about 1 to 2 hours to complete. Speedrun.com has a record set by Nick Capricorn, beating all the levels in 17 minutes and 35 seconds on an NES emulator.
Bam. Pew. Pew.
So.
Good job, Mr. Capricorn.
Capricorn. You want to talk about some gameplay?
Oh, let's build up a little snow fort and get cozy and talk about the gameplay.
When you start this game up, it pulls up a title card and some music.
Title card!
Now, once you press start, you get the option for the one- or two-player mode. And then, when you decide how you're
Are you snowballing
this,
alone? Doing some self-snowballing? Or are you having a friend over?
That's right. So, after you pick one- or two-player, obviously, I picked one-player. Did you play this two-player by chance?
I just played with myself.
As we do. Anyways, it gives you some text and some pictures explaining the plot of the game. The pictures are okay. They're pretty basic.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's okay.
It's now, Nintendo.
Yeah, Nintendo. Now, the D-pad allows you to move left and right. A is to jump. B is to throw your snowball. If you continuously hit the enemy with a snowball, you will eventually turn them into a giant snowball.
It looks more like a mini Sonic Boom.
Sonic Boom!
When you throw the snowballs. Like a crescent.
Yeah, like a little crescent moon. Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, when you hit them a couple times, the snowball will start to form around them. And then when they're fully formed, you just knock into them and they fucking go flying around. They can take out other enemies. They can grab you and roll you to the bottom of the stage as well.
Yes, and you press the B button again when you stand beside the snowballs to push it. And like you said, you can kill other enemies. Usually there's about 4 to 6 enemies on the screen at a time.
Yeah, there's normally not too many.
Yeah, it's manageable. And usually it is just a square. Like, there's... It's... You know what? It's early on, but we kind of have to say it. This game reminds me a lot of a few games, really. Bubble Bobble.
Yep.
Very much so, like Bubble Bobble. It also reminds me of I can't think of the
Rainbow Island.
Yes, it does have a Rainbow Island feel to where you're stuck in a square and you're making your way up the screen. I also got vibes of Pang, but I can't think of what the American version's called. The North American version.
Oh, Super Buster Bros.
Buster Bros. There we go. I only remember it as Pang because when you were talking, when we reviewed it, that's what you told me, and I looked it up, and I was like, "Oh, I was playing the wrong version." Anyway, yeah, so it kind of has that feel to where everything's happening in just a square on the screen. There's different platforms on each level. So each level's different. There's different platforms and holes in the floor and stuff. So you can actually make your enemy turn into a snowball, like we said. Hit them with your little your crescent moon snowball things and make them a giant snowball. And if you jump underneath them, you can actually bump them up to other platforms.
Yes, you can move them around to where you need to.
Yes.
But my strategy is just go right to the top and then try to get the enemies that way and push the... Because if you're at the top and you got the top enemy, if you time it perfectly, depending on what pattern the level is, you can knock them down and just knock everyone out in seconds.
Yeah. And that's kind of the goal of the game, is to try to hit as many enemies as you can with the ball. And if you start at the top, it ricochets off of all the walls until it gets to the bottom, and then it kills the enemy. Now, you can also move this snowball around, and you can stand on it, which you will need to do that in some areas, because you will get stuck.
Yes.
There's no way out.
You'll be F'd in the A.
Right. Now, the goal of each level is to eliminate all the main enemies on the stage. If you take too long, though, there is a little pumpkin-headed enemy that will come out of nowhere, kind of like a ghost, and start shooting little ghosts at you?
Yes. Food ghosts. That's what you also call farts.
As far as I could tell, you couldn't kill this Pumpkinhead person character. You could,
no, you can hit him and make him invisible for a little bit to get around him, but then he would come right back.
Yeah. So
I like that little animation. He's fucking cute. Just a little pumpkin ghost.
So yeah, you have to kill all the original enemies on the screen and just try to avoid that pumpkin ghost. That just means you're taking too long, is what I gathered.
Yeah. Well, the level shouldn't take you more than 30 seconds to get through anyways.
Yeah, it really should take less than a minute. A lot less than a minute. Now, once you beat all the enemies in that level, it will, like, make you fly up to the next room. And then you start all over.
Well, we'll give you some time, too, if there's potions or whatever around. You can grab those and then continue on.
Yeah, you'll drop candy.
It doesn't go automatically right up. It gives you a couple seconds so you can grab your power-ups or what have you.
Yes. Now, this game is also one-hit kills. You get touched once by these enemies. Yeah. But you know what I really liked about this game is, yeah, it's a one-hit kill, but it's not like it starts the room completely over. Like, you just start up right there. You don't have to try to kill all six or seven or however many. And
you can continue right where you left off, too, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, so it takes a second for the animation to go through, but, I mean, that's fine. I'd rather that than have to start the whole room completely over and whatever.
Yeah, it's much better than going right back to the beginning, because a lot of those games made us do that.
Yeah. So, at the top of the screen, there is a black hub bar. Starting from the left corner, it shows you your score, how many lives you have left, with like a little face, a smiley face, a snowman smiley face, I guess.
Little snow boy.
A little snow boy. Then it has the high score. And then if you have a second player, it has their lives and then their score. So there is no time limit.
So they have a little snow boy, too.
Two little snow boys.
That's us, the snow boys. I'm not snowballing each other, though.
Now, I like this, too. You do have continues. So if you run out of lives, you get a couple continues. The number, it didn't make sense to me at first, because I did die in my first run through of this. I didn't know what it was doing, but it's like flashing, and you have to like press the button, otherwise it'll just boot you all the way back to the start screen. So
you gotta be on that.
Yes, you can hit start and you can continue, and just it continues right where you are. Again, it doesn't start you over at the beginning of the room where you have to start, you know, all the enemies over. So there are a total of 50 levels in this game, which, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, don't let that taunt you at all.
No, not at all. It's not as, I mean, some of these levels you might be able to just blow through in about 30, 40 seconds. And I noticed like the first probably 9, 10, you probably are finishing within about 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah, you're done the first set of levels pretty fucking fast.
Yeah. There are some boss levels, and they happen at every 10 levels.
Oh, yeah. You got some weird-ass bosses in this game.
Yeah. So the first boss is at level 10. It's a reptilian purple monster with a green head, and he just jumps up and down on his platform.
I don't know. He gave me the heebie-jeebies. He was fucking weird-looking, man.
Yeah. He shoots little small versions of himself at you, and they're cute. You just you hit them, you turn them into snowballs, and you just flick them back at him, and he's super easy to defeat.
Yeah, I'm gonna snowball you with your children.
A lot of snowballing going on.
Well, no, because that's what he did. He throws his children at you, and you snowball them right back at him.
Yes.
We didn't make this game, Toby. We're just sharing what we think.
The second boss is at level 20. This boss takes up most of the screen and looks like a giant brain, or, I know what you're going to say, a nutsack.
Kind of. He looked like a mine, like a top, like a water mine cut in half. Like a deep water mine, if you know what I'm talking about, the spiky things.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay. Yeah. Now, he's got like four little cannons, and I think that's what you're talking about, the little spiky things. He's got four cannons that come off of his head, and he shoots out, basically they look like the bombs off of Mario.
Yeah, like a dollar store, general store version of it. I'm sorry, Dollar General, is that your chain of stores down there?
Yes, that's our chain on every fucking block in America. They're everywhere. It's a plague. Anyway, so you turn the bomb looking things into snowballs. He teleports in the room, just on the top platform and the lower platform. When he goes to the lower platform, you push those snowballs at him, and you kill him.
Yeah, you just avoid him when he's on top.
Now, in level 26, this isn't a boss, but this I don't remember seeing him in any other levels. There's a sumo guy.
He's on a couple of them.
Is he? Okay, I couldn't remember if I just saw
him
on that
one. Oh, this
guy's a dick. Yeah. Yeah.
He hides at the top of the level, and he can pretty much fucking ruin you.
Yeah, he throws stuff down towards you like he stomps or something.
Yeah, he can, like, stop you.
Yeah.
So you can get hit and die.
So the third boss is at level 30. It's two orange birds. And they
eggs. That was fun.
Yeah. Goobs loves birds.
Orange turkeys.
So they drop eggs, and that has little small enemies in it, and they fly around, and they come at you, and you have to basically snowball their babies back at them.
Someone's gonna get fucking offended by this.
What? We're just saying what you do. You turn the babies into snowballs.
Snowballs, and you snowball them.
And you snowball them. I mean, what's so weird about this? Okay. The fourth boss is at 40. It's a green monster.
Fucking Dollar General Slimer.
Yes. He's got this great big nose.
Oh, that's a fucking dick nose for sure, man.
Yes, yes. He like throws
fucking
up.
Fucking puts you to shame, Toby.
Oh, come on. I knew there was going to be a nose joke towards in my expense.
You make fun of me for being Canadian, expense. I make fun of your big nose. It's a trade-off we got here.
So he throws up little monsters.
Yeah.
And then you snowball them back at him. You snowball what he throws up.
Yeah, that's fun to hear.
He jumps, he walks around the map a little bit, so he's a little hard
super
to,
slow.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry about him. Just fucking snowball him.
And then the last boss is at 50, level 50. It is two Triceratops looking statues.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because I thought we were fighting evil King Scorch or whatever.
Maybe he's just a statue.
I guess.
Because he's rock hard all the time. He's here for the snowballing.
I mean, I think this is actually...
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
That set off Surrey. Oh my god.
Jeez.
She wants to know about snowballing.
Everyone does. Okay, so I thought this was funny, because what did we compare this game to earlier?
Bubble Bobble?
Isn't Bubble Bobble about two dragons?
Yeah.
Who shoot bubbles?
Dun dun dun! And these two dragons shoot bubbles.
Yeah.
And it has the princesses up in cages dancing like go-go girls.
Yeah. What if this is just the reverse of the Bubble Bobble story?
Maybe.
Ooh. Okay, so,
we're getting deep here on the levels.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a statue on each side, and they are shooting these bubbles. Now, some of these bubbles have, like, potions and stuff like that, which we'll talk about the potions in a second. Some have a red ball, some have a blue ball. And again, there's spikes at the top of this.
Never want blue balls. You can't snowball.
Actually, you just want the blue balls. You don't want the red balls.
What would red balls
red
mean?
Balls are, the red balls are fire.
Oh, like fireballs?
Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire.
I think that's called gonorrhea. But anyways.
So, now you can, there are some empty bubbles, and if you get hit with one of the empty bubbles, it'll make you float to the top to those spikes. The only thing you can do to get out of them is throw snowballs to try to bust the bubble so you fall back down. Now, when the red or the blue bubbles hit the spikes at the top, it'll drop. So a red one will drop a fireball, kind of, and it'll hit the ground, and it'll set the ground on fire for a second. Now, the blue one will drop an enemy. You have to put him in a snowball and then push it at the statues. That is the only way to kill these stupid-ass statues.
Yeah, you gotta take out both of them. You can't just take out one.
It sucks, though, because it looks like if you just throw the snowballs at them, at the statues, they turn blue. So you're like, oh, okay, I'm doing damage. But, like, I sat there forever not getting anywhere, and then I started shooting the snowballs at them, and they finally blow up one at a time.
Yep.
But yeah, I could not figure out, like, why aren't they dying? I played that level way too long, and then I started, like I said, making snowball enemies, and snowballing those guys.
Snowball them to death. What a way to go.
Yep.
And then the game is over.
Yeah, it crumbles. Now, there's some other stuff I was going to touch on real quick with this game. Now, after every boss that you defeat, there is a small slot machine.
Hell
in the
yeah.
Game. Did you ever win on this?
I won some lives off of it.
I won a few lives, but nothing ever made sense because there's just three little wheel things, right? And I never...
I would just get random letters. I think you can spell snow, but there's only three.
S-N-O?
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's what I thought. I never knew what if I was trying to spell something, if I was trying to get three of those little snowman characters.
Well, you want the three characters. I think that's how you get the most lives out of it. But I got a couple lives out of it just by getting random letters.
Yeah. There's also a weird snowball minigame that happens. I don't know exactly what sets it off, but during the game, you'll find a snowman head. And when you pick it up, like, the screen turns black and white, and
oh, yeah, there's like four little blue creatures.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I really don't understand what was happening. It was just, like, loud noises, and it's like, ah, and they run away from you. You have to, like, turn them into snowballs. I don't know. They spell out snow,
yeah,
somehow.
I've never taken all of them out. Maybe it gives you extra credits for the slot machine.
It gives you, maybe, I don't know. I know when you do it once, like, one of the times I got money, but it just, like, was points. But I don't know if I got extra slot machine money. I don't know. It didn't make any sense. But it is cool, because it turns everything black and white, and that's all you can, like, the only color is you and the blue,
yeah.
The blue balls.
Oh, and we'll talk about the levels quite before. We're not really going to go through every level on this, but they're pretty much all vertical. They go up and different mazes in them and brightly colorful, and that's pretty much it. They're hard to distinguish from one another.
Yeah.
They change the colors palettes per 10 levels, but it's pretty much the same thing.
For 10 levels, you get the same theme and same colors, and there's,
and music.
There's different music, but it
changes up a little bit, but...
So, the enemies that you're going to fight in this are... These are the names that I found. I don't know if these are right, because I couldn't find the manual online. Frogger, Fridge, Faux Frog, Icy, Pumpkinhead, Igloo, Chili, Shiver, Coldfish, Chilliblaine, Ogroid, and Ice Bat.
Well, I've definitely seen a theme here.
Which doesn't make sense, because I thought
I kind of,
like,
do like the ice bats at the end. In the end levels are kind of cool looking.
Now, in some of those levels, we forgot to mention the floor is missing out from in some of the spots. Like, you think you'd fall to your death, but you fall through it and it kind of circles you around.
Yeah, well, it's pretty handy though once you figure that out, because you can drop right to the top and then take out the top guy that way and just get through the level faster.
Yeah.
And the enemies have different patterns, too. Like, some will jump up consistently, some will just run around randomly. Or some were just like heat seek right towards you.
The ones that I hated were like the ones that like did what's the sumo wrestler's name in Street Fighter?
E-Honda?
E-Honda. He does the E-Honda like flying headbutt thing towards you.
Oh yeah.
Those would piss me off every time.
The worst ones for me were the tornado guys.
Dude, I was about to say the tornado.
The blue guys.
Fucked me up.
They turn into tornadoes and they'll fucking come right after you. And they can go through platforms like nothing stops them.
Yeah. And you can't. It's just like a real
tornado. A snow-nado, some would say.
Now,
where's Edger and fucking Leonard when you need them?
Go listen to our Patreon if you want to know what that's about. A boot. Now, when they turn into the snow, when they turn into those tornadoes, you cannot hit them with the snowballs either. So, like, you are fucked, and they come at you hard
and fast.
And fast. You gotta, and then you snowball them.
You can't snowball them though. They're coming once too they fast.
Don't you hate it when they come too fast?
If you're still listening to this, bless your heart.
What? We're just talking about enemies coming at you quick. I don't know what the big deal is, Goobs.
There has been one sexual innuendo this whole show.
No. What are you talking about? Okay. Now, we were talking about the potions, right? Now, the thing that I was reading called them sauces.
Oh, get saucy.
They were sauces. The
sauce, daddy.
So apparently there was three different colors. I only really remember seeing two. I saw red and blue.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Red makes you go faster, and blue makes your snowballs more powerful. So this is where I'm kind of like, I don't know if what I was reading was talking about maybe the arcade, or if it was talking about this NES version. But it says that the green will make you throw snowballs further.
Oh, I've never seen the green.
I didn't see it. And then it said something about magical jars. Did you see the magical jars?
No, I saw mushrooms.
Not magic mushrooms. Just so, see, that's what makes me believe that some of this might have been
just for either arcade. That or they're,
yeah, or it's just that rare. So I don't know. I don't know if it's even worth like mentioning since we didn't see them in our game plays. So yeah, we'll skip that. We were talking about when you kill some of the enemies. It's not when you just kill them. It's when you roll the ball over the other enemies is when you get the candy treats.
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll push the snowball and it'll kill one or two enemies, or it'll change them into one of these point things. So you can get a piece of candy, the mushroom, like you said, a lollipop, a popsicle, a money bag, cake, or a sandwich.
See, the more you snowball people, the more stuff you get.
That's how it is.
It's one thing in life.
Yeah. Now, also, I noticed this. If you have two snowballs and you push one into the other, it'll make it blue. Did you notice
that? No, I didn't notice that, actually.
It'll make it blue, so I don't know if it hits harder. So, like, on bosses, if you happen to hit, like, two snowballs into each. I don't know. It'll turn one of them, like, a blue color.
Maybe I didn't notice it. I probably have done it throughout the game. I've had to have.
Yeah. Also, a lot of times
maybe I thought it was just glitching out.
Yeah. I mean, did you have any, like, problems with, like, any lag or slowdown or, like, flickering sprites?
No, I didn't have too much issue with that. On this game, at least.
So, I emulated this game. Yeah, I emulated this game. And you'll understand that in a minute. The sprites kept flickering, so I'm hoping it was just my emulation problem.
Well, that happens on a lot of Nintendo games. It's just a thing that happens.
It was so bad that I couldn't tell where the enemies were.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't have that kind of issue.
Okay, so it must have just been my ROM. Now, sometimes you will get caught, when you push the snowball, you'll get caught up in it. Do you have this problem?
Oh, yeah, you'll get stuck in your own snowball. You start flashing red, and it sucks you all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, I don't understand why, like, you flash red. I don't know if that's just like, hey, you're stuck, dummy. I don't know why.
Yeah, because you don't have any, like, health. It's one hit kills. That would suck if you died from your own snowballing.
Yes. I mean, I probably would.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. If I got rolled up in my own snowball and then crashed into a wall, I'd probably die.
Yeah,
I
guess so.
What are you talking about?
Or you would choke.
On all that snow that I'm wrapped in. I know. Gosh. But you know what? You can easily jump out of the snowball. You just jump and, yeah, you're out.
I found it harder, too, sometimes. It would just take me for a ride.
I'm gonna take you for a ride. I'm so glad you got that reference. We usually do music references, so that was a hard pull right there. Deep cut.
Deep cut.
And really the last thing I have written down is once you die, you actually come back and you're flashing for a second, so you don't just, like, die and then come back and then instantly die again. You have
a couple of seconds of leeway.
Yeah, you got a couple of that invulnerable frames, the few invulnerable frames or something. So that's nice.
You can use them to your advantage and try to get the high ground.
Yeah. So, Goobs, I want to ask you about the music. What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty fun Nintendo music. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
It's pretty bubbly, like a little repetitive at times, but I didn't mind it because the levels are so short. So you're just whipping through this thing. Like, you don't really have too much time to notice if it is repeating or if it's a new song or not. The music is there.
Yeah.
Like, it's passable. I didn't hate it. It wasn't driving me nuts like Lolo or Back to the Future.
No, and you know what? It really makes me mad at Lolo, Adventures of Lolo, because there's like 50-some-odd levels in that game, too. There might be more, I don't remember. Could those motherfuckers not just add a few songs like this game did? This game had way more.
I like how you're going back and trashing Lolo again.
I love Lolo. I'm not trashing it completely. I'm just saying, like, why couldn't those fuckers add one other song? Because this one had like six.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you're in the levels for like 30, 45 seconds, maybe.
And the sound effects of you throwing your snow crescents, it's not overpowering like it was in Smash TV.
Yes, yes, you could actually hear the music. It wasn't a pain in the ass to just like hear that whistling noise or whatever.
Yeah, no, it was very passable. I quite enjoyed it. It matches, yeah, like the whole like bubblegum feeling of this game, like the just bright, colorful, cheery, just
yeah,
two boys snowballing, man.
It
two snowboys.
You know, again, like you said, I think it fit everything. It was fast. It was fun. Again, you didn't hear it for very long, but you did hear them a lot because the levels are so short. What did you think of the graphics?
Very passable again. I like the little sprites of Nick and Tom. They're fucking adorable little snow boys. They're like two little fat dudes with giant mouths and beady eyes. They're fucking hilarious looking.
It's us.
It is us.
Yeah, I like the graphics. They're fine. The only thing I
the enemies
bitch
look
about
pretty cool too. They're fun little designs. Besides that one creepy boss.
The reptilian looking.
Yeah,
thing.
I didn't like that.
He was a little scary, I won't lie. But he was really easy to defeat, so.
The birds kind of look like Maggie in a snowsuit, though.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's funny.
They're just like orange stars, pretty much. Yeah.
The one thing I want to bitch about, though, is the backgrounds. And just like, they just weren't like. All the character designs were fine. Like, everything looked fine throughout this game. I just had an issue with, like, the repeating backgrounds. And honestly, it's fine, because you had, like, 5 to 10 that had the same kind of theme, and then it would move on. So it's not like you stared at it too long. I just... You know, I... Nothing ever looked snowy.
Yeah.
And And I at one point I was like, are we like going up that crystal castle or whatever they were calling it earlier? Are we like fighting our way up that? Because if so, like we could have like a dungeon room. We could have, you know.
Yeah, different themes would be good.
Yeah, I don't know. The themes are fine though. I mean, I'm not going to bitch about it too much. It was just a background. But yeah, I think the character
you're paying too much attention to watching where the enemies are to really look at the background anyways.
Yeah.
The only time you really get to do it when you have that couple seconds at the end as a breather before you fly to the next
one. That's really about the only time you're like, oh, yeah, this is kind of ugly. That's all I got for stuff.
Oh, dude, I got this new fucking gun.
You got a new gun?
Yeah, you make snowballs and shoot snowballs out of it.
Oh,
if the Snow Boys had that, the Snow Bros, if they had that, it'd be probably much easier of a game. It'd be like Contra Bros. Yeah.
See, at first I thought you were saying like you had moved to Texas and you had a new gun, but then it's just a snow gun. Does it blow snow?
No, you make snowballs and you shoot snowballs out of it, man. Come on.
Do you want to get it and show me? I mean, I would love to see how it works. Yeah, I don't really know what snow is. So, you know, being in Texas and you being in Canada.
I guess you can use dirt clods. Least,
yeah, it'd be.
Cow patties.
Like tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
Yeah. I don't know. Could you show me how it works and what a snowball is?
I'll show you. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, while Goobs is gone, you know, one of my favorite things. I love chewing on ice, like, I get it in my drinks, and I just crunch on it, and it's, ice tastes funny. This is not good ice.
Ooh.
This came from my freezer, though.
Ooh, that's some special ice, Toby. Ooh, how's my butthole taste?
Get out of my mouth!
I dislocated my butthole for that ice cube. Ooh.
Oh, what are you doing in my ice?
Here, let me pop that back in. Ooh. Ooh.
That's disgusting. What? You know what? I don't care. Hey, you know what? Good thing you're here. Have you ever heard of a game called Snow Bros?
Oh, yes, the Snowballing Brothers. Ooh.
Do you happen to have a cheat for this game?
Ooh, it's not so much a cheat, but it's something interesting. Ooh.
Okay, what is it?
If you want to play the Japanese release of this game, ooh.
Okay.
Press select the start title screen. Ooh, U.S. release. At the title screen, press up twice, right 8 times. Ooh, down twice. Ooh, left 8 times, and then A or start. Ooh. Then you can play the Japanese ROM.
But, like, I won't be able to understand anything because the story will be... You know what? That was not... First off, you leave a bad taste in my mouth, and then you give me a really crappy code that leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Ooh, you left a good taste in my butt. Ooh.
You know what? Go home. Go. I don't know where home is, but it's not here.
Home isn't you. You asked for it, big boy. Ooh.
No!
Ooh, it's cozy in here. Ooh, campfire.
No, there's no campfire in my ass. What are you talking about?
Are you having a problem with bowel movements or something? You have a campfire in your ass? Are you burning? Are you wiping properly?
I had some really hot wings earlier and you know, the screen... you want to hear some fun facts?
Have fun facts with Toby. Ping!
Goobs.
Yeah, you fucking cocksucker. I'm taking my headphones off.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Why are you taking your headphones off?
Because I know what you're going to do.
I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, okay, continue on. They're back on my head.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Goobs, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I think my mic's fucked up. Hold on.
You're being a dick.
Check. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Goobs.
I can hear you.
Is my internet messed up? What's going on?
Your internet is fine.
How much is this game?
After last time, I want to fuck punch you in the head.
This is the game show where Goops.
That's me.
Is gonna try to guess.
I've learned price. After so many episodes, finally. Remove headphones before Toby fucking yells at you.
He's gonna try to guess the price of this game. Goobs, this one's gonna be fun.
No, it's not, because I know this is a rare game.
Oh, man. Okay. I thought I was gonna get you on that little tidbit.
No. I watch shows.
You watch shows.
Like the game chasers and shit, they find, like, oh, this is a super rare game.
Okay. All right. So you have the $5 window. You can be within $5 to get the point that doesn't matter. Goobs, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Loose copy, just the Nintendo cartridge, North American style.
Probably going to be off, I'm going to go for $195.
Damn, $5 window makes you on the money. It's $200.
Shit. See, watching YouTube videos pays off, finally.
Yeah, you got that Final Fantasy music just play too.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the new thing. When you get it, you get that. If you get it on the money, you get the Final Fantasy. You were on the money with $5, so good on you. All right. Complete in box.
Your fun. This is the one I only really know rare game prices for the most part.
Well, let's see if you get this one. Complete in box, that means you get the manual, the cartridge, and the box. Goobs, how much?
I know the box alone goes for like $100, $150. So I'm gonna say fuck.
So $100, $150 plus your $195.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm going to go a bit higher. I'm going to say $390.
Ooh, you're so close. This game goes for $417 complete in box. So close, though. I mean, I'm not buying this game complete in box, but, you know, $390 is still a pretty decent deal on the rarity of this game, I would suppose.
It's fucking super expensive. No, that's not how much they... I was just taking a guess. I know how much the box goes for alone, so I was just trying to. And plus, that video was old. I've watched it years ago. Yeah, but
well, I was trying to say, why don't you add that number and add that, and then try to go from there. Anyways, okay. So I got some other fun facts, Goobs. Not very many, but I think this is the fun fact you've been waiting for that we teased at the beginning of the show.
About the motherfucking Amiga.
The Amiga version. This version was created by Ocean France. This is the same company that worked on Pang, which is Buster Bros. And they also worked on Rainbow Island, the story of Bubble Bobble 2. Yes. So the games that we were comparing them to is the games that this company worked with. They got the license after the European Computer Entertainment Show in September 1990. The plan was to make this as close as humanly possible arcade port. They also were going to include some cutscenes between the stages and even were able to replicate the game speed. The only difference was that they had to remove the co-op play to keep the stable frame rate.
Okay.
They had plans for this port to come to not only the Amiga, but the Amstrad GX4000, the Atari ST, the Commodore 64, and you know what? I always say ZX Spectrum, but I've been corrected. It's ZX Spectrum.
Yeah, the Z.
The ZX Spectrum. No one's ever told me that. I didn't know that, because that's not... Whatever. So all this was supposed to come out in 1991.
See, I would have said ZX because I'm Canadian.
I'm an American. I'm a dummy. We say it how we want.
You and your Z's.
Miles per hour. What about inches and feet?
Kilometers, motherfucker.
So, obviously, none of this was released. I don't know exactly what happened, but apparently the reason is all of it was canceled because of the bad sales on the NES ports. The ports that did manage to come out. Now, a ROM of the Amiga version was leaked online in 2006. So, that's... It doesn't really have an official release, but it's out there.
Oh, so you can find it.
So I thought that was kind of cool. So, which I guess it's supposed to be pretty close to the arcade.
The arcade version is fucking awesome.
I've never played this on the arcade.
If you get a chance, if you see it around at a barcade when those are open again, check it out.
Yeah. Now, there is a sequel, and it only came out on arcade from what I could tell, called Snow Bros. 2, The New Elves.
Ball and more.
And this was released in 1994. The Game Boy conversion of this game is actually called Snow Bros. Jr. And it was developed by Duel and was first released in Japan by Nexat Soft. And on May 24th, 1991, and then it was released by Capcom in North America. Now, when I played this game, there was a Capcom logo on it. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that.
There's a Capcom logo at the beginning, because when I started...
Sorry.
I mean, as soon as I saw it, I got excited. I was like, all right, I'm in for a good time, because, you know, we're big Capcom fanboys, so I just assumed, which, you know, I didn't assume wrong, but I didn't see much more on the Capcom relationship other than this one when I was doing my research. So if there's more out there, I'd love to learn about it. So if anyone knows, hit me up. Hit us up. I'm pretty sure that the Sega version that I kind of touched on, I believe that there was a Master System and a Mega Drive
You were close.
Version, but I think they only came out in Japan.
Oh.
So I don't think there is a North American version of this game on Sega.
I'm sure you can find a ROM of it and play it.
Yeah. Now, I did read, and I don't know if this is true, but this is really cool if true. In the Genesis version, which would be the Mega Drive, after you defeat the boss at the end, Nick and Tom end up getting kidnapped, and the girls have to go through 20 more floors to defeat the boss and save them. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, a little role reversal when you're snowballing.
I just thought that would have been a really cool twist.
That's awesome.
Like,
but then again, the Nintendo can only do so much, right?
Yeah. But Goobs, that's all I got for the fun facts. What do we do now?
Oh, it's time to motherfucking rage.
Oh, come on!
This is the Rage Meter, where we're going to take a 1 to 10 rating, and we're going to tell you how pissed off this game made us. Goobs, how pissed off?
So pissed off you're going to use a zip line butt naked and go through a fucking... Cactus Patch.
Ooh.
Nice and low. Get that beanbag splinters.
Ugh. Okay, so we flipped a coin off Mike. I won. That means I'm going first. I'm going to tell you the things about this game.
The things about the stuff.
The things about the stuff. So, first off, you get stuck sometimes. We've touched on this a little bit. And it sucks because you're just at the mercy. You can't jump that high to get out of these little...
No, you're a fat little ledges. Snow boy.
You're a little fat snowman. And you have to wait for an enemy to fall in this little pit with you so you can turn them into a snowball and you can jump on their head. Now, they can jump through all the different platforms and stuff. Your fat little ass can't. So it just pisses me off that you get stuck there until a damn... enemy drops there. And then, we already talked about it, the fucking tornado guys. The spinny tornado bitches. They get you. They follow you. You can't jump over them because they heat seek at you. You can't get away from them. And guess what? If you're trapped in one of these fucking little caverns, you're stuck
at their mercy.
Yeah,
they're
I second that, man. That, they're fucking brutal.
Yeah,
that's
so
one of the things that got me fucking steamed.
Yeah, you'll get some stupid cheap deaths with these snowball bastards. I got annoyed every time I got stuck in the snowball when you pushed it. You're like, yeah, I get it.
See, I was like, wee!
No, it just irritated me like crazy.
It doesn't hurt you, so fuck it. Who cares?
It doesn't hurt you, but like it knocks you down like all the platforms, and you're like, fuck, I'm all the way at the bottom now. I was at the top.
Yeah, but it takes the enemies out with you on the way.
Yeah, I know, but it's still just the fact that I didn't want to go down. I wanted to stay up.
Yeah, but you're always a bottom, Toby. Come on.
No. No, no, no. Anyways. So, this is a really particular thing. I'd get killed sometimes because I'd make an enemy into a snowball, but then another enemy would be walking beside them, and I would keep throwing snowballs to turn that enemy into a snowball as well, but somehow they would magically miss. They wouldn't turn into a snowball and they'd get me.
Oh, it would like clip through for you?
Yes, but it was also because I was standing really close. I don't know. It was just, I know it had to do with probably the frames and just how close I was, but it was just annoying, and it did it to me several different times. I mean, really, there's not a whole lot I can bitch about on this game.
No, there really isn't. Oh, you're E-Honda boys.
Yeah, the E-Honda boys sucked. I didn't like that the bosses turn colors when you're hitting them with just your Sonic
Snowball.
Yeah,
it gets confusing because that doesn't really hurt them.
No, they flash colors, but it doesn't hurt them. You have to shoot the enemies at them. And that's the same for all the bosses, really. You have to shoot enemies at them. You have to snowball their babies back at them. It's just irritating that they turn any other color. Or they don't turn colors. Some of the enemies don't turn any colors when you hit them with the snowball. And you're like, well, am I damaging them? Am I doing this right? Because, I don't know. I'm going to give it a 4, though, overall. A 4 on the rage meter. That's it. What do you got, Goobs?
Well, there's not really much left to say, Toby. Fuck.
Got all that meat off the bone.
The Tornado Boys are probably one of the most annoying characters in this whole thing. Because they'll just go right through the platforms, go through anything, heat seek you. And just take you right out. And if there's multiple of them on a level, good fucking luck. Take them out ASAP. As soon as you see them, blow them before they blow you. It's blown or be blown. Snowball or be snowballed. Yeah, I can't gripe on the music too much. I can't gripe on the graphics too much. So those two things are out. Sometimes the snowballs, we wouldn't hit properly. But, again, you have so much time. Some of the enemies move so slow, you can just fucking take your time and just hit them. I found this pretty much a casual, relaxed playthrough. Like, the bosses weren't that bad. Getting stuck on levels, I didn't know you can jump on snowballs. So sometimes I would go to jump on them. Maybe I wasn't landing directly on top of them. And it would just knock them away and sometimes suck me away with it. So that was a little frustrating, being stuck on the bottom there, because you just have to wait for the boss to come back down to the bottom and then finally deal with him. The fact that the boss was just two statues, kind of fucking lame.
I like my theory, though, about them being the
Yeah, no, that's
dragons.
Cool that you figured that out or made your own lore there. I enjoy that, but that was kind of a shitty ending boss.
Yeah.
When all the other ones are like crazy looking fucking things, and then the last one's just two dragon statues.
Well, you know, we played that game, what was the pinball type game that we played?
Devilish,
where like it's talking about this big bad fucking emperor thing, and then all of a sudden you're fighting a weird statue thing at the end, or
yeah,
whatever the hell it was.
What's
like,
those games
you're
fighting statues?
Not get... Well, yeah, why can't you have this big fucking like mean like king, and all of a sudden we're fighting statues and dumb shit? Like, why?
Yeah, it's a good old bait and switch.
Yeah.
And this guy is like being baited.
Just snowballed.
No.
What was your rating?
I'm going to give it a 2. It was very casual, super fun. It was nice, easy, quick game to get through for once. And that always gets extra points for me. If if you're nice and easy and the controls work fucking great, let's go.
If you're nice and easy and snowball, that's great for me. That would usually be the finish helm, but we still got to give our rating now, Goobs. We've got to give a 1 to 10 on the rating, so let's chill out.
Yeah.
Let's cool off.
Let's chill off. Let's grab a nice cold beverage, sit in an igloo, and play with our snowballs.
You get to go first on this rating. You're going to give a 1 to 10 on how good this game is. 1 being it's terrible, 10 being it's the best. Goobs, what do you
give it? First of all, let's start this off with a shitty joke I learned back in grade 6.
Okay.
What's the difference between a snow woman and snowmen?
I kind of probably know this one, but go ahead.
Snowballs.
Hey!
Everyone knows that joke, but it's something that stuck with me throughout life. And how many times I got to use that in the show? Not many. Okay, so graphics, bubbly, fun. It's pure Nintendo shit. Like, can't really crap on it too much for being pixelated, because that's what you get with Nintendo.
Yeah,
the good old 8 bits, and I love the sprites of the Snow Boys, Nick and Tom. They look fucking hilarious. Little just white men with like white Pac-Man. Did you just snow Pac-Man? It's fucking awesome. And they're wearing the double dragon colors, the red and blue. Maybe they're Billy and Jimmy. Maybe they're just snow boys
Bimmy
now.
Bimmy and Jimmy?
Bimmy and Jimmy. But yeah, it's that was super fun. The music, same thing. It's pretty fast-paced arcade music. That's what you want with a puzzle game like this, or arcade, whatever the fuck it is. It's I really enjoyed that as well. Most of the bosses I enjoy, the one I just talked about. And the power-ups don't really do too much in this game. The backgrounds, it is what it is. But it was so much fun just to I haven't played this game in a while, let alone thought about it. And it was nice to go back and play it, because I did play this as a kid. I own this on cartridge. I wish I still had it with those prices.
Yeah.
But, super enjoyable, easy, fun playthrough. I bet you if you had a friend to snowball with, it'd be a lot more fun than snowballing by yourself. But, hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I'm giving the game 7.5.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a fan of, like, these puzzle platformers. Like, I've liked Rainbow Island. I like the Bubble Bobble games. Lolo comes to mind just because it's in a square, kind of. You know, I like these, like, everything's right here. We're doing what's in this box. It's a nice casual playthrough. It's maybe a little too easy, but it's got 50 levels, so it's not like you think about it too much. It's not like you're just blowing through it super quick, but you still are blowing through it, you know? Like I said, the levels do go fast, but they don't wear out their welcome. So, like, if you do get stuck, it's not like, I'm fucking sick of playing this level. I'm done with it. It doesn't wear out its welcome like that, you know, because eventually you're still going to beat it within a couple minutes, especially if you die and you've already killed 3 of the 4 enemies and you only have to kill 1. You're like, okay, I screwed up. I can knock this one out and go on to the next level. The music's fine. It was good. It was bubbly. It was good. There was a good variety of enemies. The boss battles were unique and different from each other. Nothing seemed like too repetitive, except them backgrounds. I wasn't impressed with the backgrounds.
Yeah.
But again, you're not. I don't think the backgrounds really. Whatever. The backgrounds kind of killed it for me. But I did like this game overall. The story is weak. The story is fucking real weak. But that's just old games, right? Like, old games, princess, save them from the bad guy. You're a prince or a king or something. Bing, bang, boom. Instead, we got two princes?
Princes and princesses, Toby. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I was really happy with this playthrough. It was fun. It was It was easy. If I saw this at the arcade, I'd waste a couple of, maybe a dollar or two in this to play it. So this was fun. This is nice, relaxing. I definitely picked this game up again, and I'm going to give it a 7.5 as well. So, with our balls combined, we have given it a 7.5.
Nice. Yeah, it's fun. If you, again, go try this game out if you haven't before. It's a nice, casual, fun little puzzler.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider it a full puzzler, but it's a half puzzler.
Yeah. It's like a half puzzle. Just I feel the only reason I called it a puzzler in the first place was because you're stuck in a room and you have to figure out how to kill the enemies and get out of it. I don't know. Whatever. It's a platformer where you snowball each other.
Finish him.
Now, this is the part of the show where we wrap it all up. We have one thing we have to do.
We snowball it.
We snowball it up. I'm not even... I was going to make a joke. We got patrons. Well, let's just say that. We got patrons.
Yes, we do.
We got to shout out our patrons.
We love our fucking patrons. Thank you all so much for supporting us.
Yes. You can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, and you can join in, support the show, show us some love. We appreciate all of you. But we have these patrons that we have to shout out. And all of our patrons, just for as low as a dollar, can get all the extra stuff we put out. We put out all kinds of Patreon-exclusive episodes.
At least one a week.
At least. Sometimes two, sometimes... Yeah, lots of stuff. Just go check it out. We've got we have basically like two or three extra podcasts on there.
Yeah.
Just the amount of stuff we have. Anyways, let's go over the theme. Goobs, what theme are you going to give? Because you like to give them
nicknames.
I'm going
to go with 90s songs.
90s songs. All right, here we
Something
go.
Something a little different, you know?
Yeah, I like it. Let's start with Riku.
Semi-Charmed Life. Third Eye Blind.
Martin Long.
Genie in a Bottle. Like Christina Aguilera.
Keith Gasper from the Main Quest Podcast.
I Want It That Way, the Backstreet Boys.
Chris Copleen from the Retro Hangover Podcast.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Trey Dishman.
Trey Dishman is Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton.
Molly Smith.
Molly Smith is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
Fat Shags.
Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
And last but not least, the Masked Llama.
He is Cowboy Take Me Away by the Dixie Chicks.
Nice. All right. Those are our patrons. We love you all.
Fun
we
little
love...
goofy time.
We love you all. You can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia. You can support for as low as a dollar and get all those extra shows I was talking about. Or you can just go to badsecretmedia.com and find the links to everything.
Get all the things.
Badsecretmedia.com. Now, Goobs. Me and you have Instagram and Twitter. What is yours?
Mine's Goobs, Goobs WN.
Mine is at Toby Von Doom. At us, follow us, do the things, do the stuff.
We have a Facebook page and Facebook group. Go check that out. Have fun over there. And we can have fun somewhere else, too.
Where's that?
A fun little special place I like to call the motherfucking Discord. Come join. Be part of the family. Come. Have a nice cozy campfire here. Cook some fucking marshmallows. We'll throw some snowballs around. We'll have a good old time.
We certainly do throw snowballs around group.
There's a... Yeah. Stay away from the no, not safe for work section if you can't handle it. Cause that's... It gets pretty bizarre sometimes.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how bad that's going to be full of snowballing memes.
I'm sure that's going to happen after this episode.
Yep.
But, yeah, we play games on there. We play Smash Brothers Friday night, and that sometimes goes into Jackbox games. We play with a big group and very like-minded people. A lot of fun. A lot of dirty jokes going on. Come have a great time. It's not so dirty jokes either. We have an Animal Crossing group. There's a book corner. There's all sorts of things. We have all sorts of interests in that group. Come join. Be part of the family.
It's cool, too, because we're super getting to where we're international.
Yeah. There's people from all over the fucking place. It's great.
We got friends all over. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Come be a part of the experience, because that's what it is. And it's like a little science experiment. Let's see how far we can take it.
Yeah, the link is in the show notes, so please, just click on it and come join it, whatever.
And we jump in chat all the time, too, so if you want to get to talk to us, that's the best way to do so, because you can talk to us just like we're talking right now, so.
Except live and in person.
Yeah,
if you're talking to us right now, then we can't hear you.
Well, some people might talk to us while they're in the car. I know Jenny sometimes yells at me.
Speak up, I can't hear you. Stop just sitting there.
Yeah, why are you mumbling so low? Come on, man.
Yeah,
put some pants on. Come on, Shags. Put some pants on, bud.
Also, if you want to support the show, what else can you do, Goose?
You can rate us. That'd be awesome. Go to iTunes or whatever.
We need some
ratings. Yep. Like, help us move up those charts. We don't have a lot of ratings. We have a lot of positive feedback. We need some ratings.
We haven't had one in a really long time, so come on. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Send us. Rate us.
You talking rate to us right now. Go give us a 5-star rating.
Also, if you want to support us, what is another way besides Patreon?
You can go to tpublic.com/user/secret-levels and get one of our beautiful t-shirts to put on one of your beautiful chests.
That's right. We've got a bunch of parody designs that are fun for the whole family. And
you can
order them.
Give them all.
You can order them all for the whole family because you can get kid sizes, onesies.
You can get fucking onesies for your baby.
Yeah. So you can get tapestries.
We're good influence.
Mugs.
We didn't talk about snowballing for 50 times during this show.
Oh, yeah.
Secret Levels and Bad Secret Media Incorporated do not condone the term snowballing.
Yes, we do. Don't lie.
Game over, folks.